Hello. On October 24, 2018, Early Kid published its revenue for the third quarter 2018. To be highlighted, continued strong growth and dynamic business development. Let's see what are the main figures for this quarter.
Group revenue stood at 5.271 billion euros in the third quarter of 2008, up plus 6% on a comparable basis and at the high end of the NEOS target range. This strong growth was in line with that of the first half year and was driven by a robust market environment overall. This was supported by high gas and services sales, an improvement in engineering and construction, and the strong growth of global markets and technologies. The negative currency impact eased over the quarter to minus 1.2%. The energy impact was higher, at plus 2.3%. The sale of the air gas refrigerants business at the end of 2017 led to a significant scope impact of minus 0.5%. Published change in group revenue was therefore up plus 6.6% over the quarter. Gas and services revenue reached 5.66 billion euros during the third quarter, up plus 5.2% on a comparable basis. Engineering and construction revenue totaled 105 million euros, up plus 38.9% compared to the third quarter of 2017. It benefited from the gradual improvement in order intake seen since the beginning of 2017. Global markets and technologies sales were up plus 22.7% at 100 million euros. The main contributor to this growth was the biomethane sector, which benefited from the ramp-up of a major unit in the United States and three small units in France and in the United Kingdom.
The group's efficiency gains reached 80 million euros in the third quarter. Additional Airgas synergies represented accumulated $273 million since the acquisition of Airgas. The initial target of $300 million will be reached at the beginning of 2019, more than a year earlier than the initial target. Cash flow from operating activities before changes in working capital requirements for the first 9 months of the year reached 3.5 million euros. It allowed in particular the financing of net capital expenditure.
Commenting on the third quarter of 2018, Benoît Potier, chairman and CEO of Air Liquide, said, "The strong sales growth recorded in the first half of this year continued through this quarter. Group revenue totaled 5.3 billion euros, an increase of 6.6% that was driven by all group businesses, gas and services, engineering and construction, and global markets and technologies. The currency impact softened, though it remains negative. The sales increase also reflects higher energy prices. All gas and services activities are reporting growth that is near the top of our medium-term objectives, whether for industrial merchant, large industries, healthcare or electronics. From a geographic perspective, our activities continue to progress in every zone of the world, particularly in Asia and the United States. In addition, the group is ahead on its annual operational efficiency program and will achieve synergies linked to the integration of Airgas as early as beginning 2019, which is more than 1 year ahead of schedule. Cash flow from operations remains high and the investment cycle remains particularly well-oriented, with a high level of opportunities 12 months out. Investment decisions, fuel for future growth, are up substantially and total 1.9 billion euros at the end of September. Our performance since the start of the year already reflects the structuring decisions that we have made over the course of the last 2 years with the integration of Airgas, the reorganization of the company around the customer, the digital transformation and the implementation of a new approach to innovation. Assuming a comparable environment, Air Liquide is confident in its ability to deliver net profit growth in 2018 calculated at constant exchange rate and excluding 2017 exceptionals.
The full press release and the activity report related to the Q3 2018 revenue are available on the website of the company, airliquide.com.